Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the RotoBaller 2020 Fantasy Baseball Preview Show. Hope everybody's well. Let's start with that. Hopefully, well, everybody's well and healthy, and hopefully all the videos here on RotoBaller's YouTube channel are able to provide you at least something to do, something to get your mind off of everything that's going on, and hopefully you are enjoying the show. Whether you have postponed your fantasy baseball drafts or you're still having them, because you know I've done a few auctions just this past week, really, because the consensus was, what else do we have to do? And so guys have been getting together, going on Google Hangouts. We've all been, you know, FaceTiming or whatever it is, talking to each other while we do the auction, because it is a way to interact and continue talking to friends and people and keep busy. So the guys here at RotoBaller.com, we're going to continue to produce videos for you, football, baseball, whatever it is, to inform, to hopefully entertain, and you know, keep everybody's minds off of what's going on, whether you're now like in New York is, where we're basically kind of stuck where we are, or still able to go out, whatever it is. Just be smart, be safe, and hopefully everybody and everybody's family stays healthy. Guys, remember, you could still go to RotoBaller.com. Tons of great content there coming out. Football, baseball, you name it, we have it. Premium packages, draft guides are available. You could sign up for those premium packages. They're already 50% off. You could save an additional 10% by using the promotional code ACES, telling them Anthony sent you. So make sure you take advantage of that. Subscribe here to the RotoBaller YouTube channel. And don't forget, RotoBaller Radio, Sirius XM, Fantasy Sports Radio, 6 to 7 a.m., Scott Angle, Josh Hayes, Real Talk Raff, and myself, as well as anytime on the Sirius XM app. All right, so today, guys, I'm looking at three pitchers. Here you go. There they are. Trevor Bauer, Robbie Ray, Jake Odorizzi, in a starting pitching ADP showdown. And then you can comment on the on my Twitter account, Aniano Fantasy, or on the YouTube page, and tell me who would you rather draft. And we'll start with Trevor Bauer, 29 years old. Interesting, all three of these pitchers essentially the same age. Trevor Bauer, 29, Robbie Ray, 28, Jake Odorizzi, 29. All three of those pitchers, essentially the same amount of service time in Major League Baseball. This upcoming season, whenever it begins, and hopefully it does, will be Trevor Bauer's seventh full season in Major League Baseball, Robbie Ray's sixth full season, and Jake Odorizzi's seventh full season. So, you know, age and number of years, it's all comparable here. So let's start with Trevor Bauer, number one on my list here. Current ADP for Trevor Bauer is 78th overall. That's at starting pitcher 23 through a consensus ADP. Yahoo, ESPN, CBS Sports, NFBC, you know, the usual suspects, RT Sports, the whole gamut there, fantasy sites. So his current consensus ADP sits at 78. Starting pitcher 23, putting him right around round 6 or round 7. Now, everybody loves Trevor Bauer because of the upside and the K rate. And let's be honest, does his online personality kind of give him more of a boost in terms of notoriety? All right, but last season, won 11 games between two teams, Cleveland and Cincinnati. He'll pitch in Cincinnati this season as the Reds look to make a move in the National League Central, right, with him and Luis Castillo. They've added Nick Castellanos and some other bats there as well. But let's look at the numbers on Bauer. Bauer pitched last season to a 4.48 ERA. His xFIP was also over 4 at 4.33. Now, his K rate is tremendous. He had 10.7, essentially 11 strikeouts per 9 innings last year. At about 28% of the batters he faced, he struck out. His walks per 9 inning were okay, 3.5. If anybody's ever followed me, you know I like my starting pitching to have less than 3 walks per 9 innings. He sat at about 3.5. In 213 innings pitched, he did strike out 253 batters, and he gave you a whip of 1.25. The batting average against for Trevor Bauer was 227. Compare it to Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray had a batting average against of 228. Jake Odorizzi had a batting average against of 231. All very comparable. All right, now, Trevor Bauer's big number that scared me with him is the home run per 9 innings. It was at 1.44. Okay. Now, my concern with that is now he's pitching a full season at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati, which has allowed the eighth most home runs per game last season. So here you have Trevor Bauer, who's prone to giving up a few long balls here and there, now going to a ballpark in Cincinnati that gives up, you know, a top number of home runs per nine innings, essentially. That's a scary combination. Now, here's my question to you. Is Trevor Bauer an overrated pitcher? He has a career ERA of 4.04, okay, with over 10 Ks per nine innings in the last three. In 2018, he pitched to a 2.21 ERA. It is the only time in his six prior seasons before this season in Major League Baseball, he has pitched to an ERA under four, I should say, okay? Five out of six seasons, Trevor Bauer's ERA is over four. At some point, when do we realize what Trevor Bauer is? Is Trevor Bauer that 2018 2.21 ERA guy? Or is he what he's been five out of six seasons, which is a four or higher ERA guy? Now, in that same 2018 season, Trevor Bauer allowed less than three walks per nine innings. It was 2.93. It was the only time he has allowed less than three walks per nine innings in his entire career. Otherwise, it's always been over three walks per nine. Yet, Trevor Bauer is getting drafted round six, round seven. For some teams, that could be their first starting pitcher. If not, most others, their second starting pitcher. Okay, so just be mindful. He is a high ERA guy. He is prone to giving up to the home run. Now going to a ballpark that gives up home runs. Now batting average against is low, and we know the strikeout rate is elite. 253 Ks in 213 innings for Trevor Bauer, 28% of the batters he faces. Okay, but is that ERA, that xFIP at 4.33, is that worth that round 6 or 7 draft pick that Trevor Bauer on average is going to? Now, let's look at number two on the list, Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray, 28 years old, sixth season in the league. Current ADP, consensus ADP, is at 151. Starting pitcher, 43. So he's going 20 pitchers after Trevor Bauer. He's going about 70 picks after Trevor Bauer. He's going rounds 12, 13 on average in a 12-team league. Now, let's look at some comparable numbers. Last season, Trevor Bauer won 11 games. Robbie Ray won 12. Last season, Trevor Bauer had an ERA of 4.48. Robbie Ray had an ERA of 4.34. Essentially the same. Okay, in fact, Robbie Ray pitched to a lower xFIP, ran into a little bit worse luck than Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer's xFIP was 4.33. Robbie Ray's was 3.76. Robbie Ray struck out more batters per nine innings. Trevor Bauer was 10.7. Robbie Ray was 12.1. Robbie Ray struck out 31.5% of the batters he faced. Trevor Bauer was only 28%. Now, the issue with Robbie Ray is the higher walk rate. It was at 4.3 batters per nine innings. Okay, that's my concern with Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray's whip, because of those walks, was higher than Trevor Bauer's. Robbie Ray's whip was at 1.34. Trevor Bauer's was at 1.25. Batting average against was essentially identical. Trevor Bauer was at 227. Robbie Ray's batting average against was at 228. Okay, Bauer pitched more innings. Because he pitched more innings, he had more strikeouts. The home run per nine innings were both high. Trevor Bauer was at 1.44. Robbie Ray was at 1.55. So now the question becomes, 20 starting pitchers later, okay, approximately six rounds later, approximately 70 picks later in the draft, you're getting starting pitchers with similar ERAs, okay, similar whips, a higher strikeout rate for Robbie Ray than Trevor Bauer, okay, and essentially the same wins potentially for both teams, as Arizona and Cincinnati should still both be okay, all right? Now, Robbie Ray has four straight years of 11 Ks per, or more per nine innings. And the problem, again, go back to the walks with Robbie Ray, is the walk rate. Over the last two seasons, he's averaged over four walks per nine innings. His career ERA is 4.11. Remember, Trevor Bauer's career ERA was 4.04. They're so similar to me. It's striking. Again, I go back. Are we still hanging our hat on that 2018 Trevor Bauer season? Okay. Robbie Ray has had two seasons with an ERA under four. Trevor Bauer's only done it once. Okay. However, Robbie Ray's xFIP has been under four straight seasons. Just something to keep in mind. Chase Field in Arizona, 20th in home runs allowed per nine innings. So I'm just trying to understand, what is the difference in Trevor Bauer than Robbie Ray that's causing Trevor Bauer to go six rounds before Robbie Ray? Now, my third pitcher on the list, Jake Odorizzi of Minnesota, potentially pitching for the best team in the bunch if you're interested in chasing wins. And if you chased wins last year, Jake Odorizzi paid off with 15 W's last season. More than Robbie Ray, more than Trevor Bauer, and probably on the only team of the three that has a chance to win as a whole 100 games this season. That Minnesota team is very, very good. I say win 100 games under the assumption we play 162. Obviously, that number goes down depending upon how many games we play. Okay, now, Jake Odorizzi's current consensus ADP is 177. He's going 100 picks after Trevor Bauer. He's going about 25 picks after Robbie Ray. He is going as starting pitcher 52, essentially 30 starting pitchers after Trevor Bauer, about 10 pitchers after Robbie Ray. He's going in round 15, almost nine rounds or so after Bauer, and about three rounds after Robbie Ray. Now, you look at the numbers. Again, I'll run through all three. Wins: Trevor Bauer 11, Robbie Ray 12, Jake Odorizzi 15. Win for Jake Odorizzi. I get it, though. We don't chase wins. Too many variables involved there. ERA, last season: Trevor Bauer 4.48, Robbie Ray 4.34, Jake Odorizzi 3.51. Okay. Now, the xFIP for Jake Odorizzi was high. It was identical to Trevor Bauer. It was 4.33. So Jake Odorizzi probably ran into a little bit of good luck, and that's understandable there. I'm okay with that. But the end result was that lower ERA for Jake Odorizzi. Now, the strikeouts weren't as good as Robbie Ray's, okay? But they were still solid. Trevor Bauer, 10.7 Ks per nine. Robbie Ray, 12.1 Ks per nine. Jake Odorizzi was still more than a strikeout per nine inning guy. He was at 10 Ks per nine innings, 27%. Bowers was 28%. Robbie Ray was 31.5%. And here's a big difference here. The walk rate was significantly less. Jake Odorizzi, only three walks per nine innings. More than one less walk per nine innings than Robbie Ray's, and about a half a walk less per nine innings than Trevor Bauer, giving you the lowest whip of the three. Jake Odorizzi's whip was at 1.21. Robbie Ray was at 1.34, and Trevor Bauer was at 1.25. And here's a number that stood out to me. Jake Odorizzi keeps the ball in the yard, and that's possibly because of his home field, Target Field in Minnesota, 24th in the league in home runs per nine innings. You got Trevor Bauer, who allows 1.44 home runs per nine innings, and he's pitching in Cincinnati, which gives up the eighth most home runs per nine. You've got Robbie Ray, who gives up 1.55, and pitching in Chase Field, which gives out the 20th. And then you've got Odorizzi, who was less than one home run per nine innings. 0.91 home runs per nine innings. Pitching at Target Field, that gives up the 24th fewest home runs per nine. To win, Jake Odorizzi keeps the ball in the ballpark. Jake Odorizzi walks less batters than the other pitchers do. Okay, 159 innings pitched last year for Odorizzi. 178 strikeouts. Batting average against was comparable to the other two. Trevor Bauer was, like I said, 227. Robbie Ray's 228. Jake Odorizzi's 231. Odorizzi gives you a lower whip, gives you a comparable batting average against. The wins will be there on a good Minnesota team. His ERA was lower and has been lower. He has a career ERA of 3.88. He's the only pitcher of the three with a career ERA under four. Now, last season was his career high in Ks per nine innings, but I'll continue to think he's at least nine Ks per nine. He's had three seasons of an ERA under four. Trevor Bauer's done it once. Robbie Ray's done it twice. He has had three seasons with an ERA over four as well, but that career ERA sits at 3.88. Okay, give Drake Odorizzi the win last season in wins, in ERA. He's right there with strikeouts. His walk rate is better. His whip is better. His batting average against is right there with the other two. And he gives up less home runs per nine innings than anyone else I mentioned today. Trevor Bauer, current overall ADP, 78. Robbie Ray, ADP, 151. Odorizzi, ADP, 177. The reality is you can end up with all three of them on your team. Get a ton of strikeouts. Chance for some wins. The question is, if do you want to invest in Bauer in the sixth round when you could get similar numbers from Robbie Ray in round 12 or Jake Odorizzi potentially in round 15? All right, everybody. Follow me on Twitter at @AnnieAnnoFantasy. Subscribe right here to the RotoBaller YouTube channel and head over to RotoBaller.com and sign up for that premium package using the promotional code ACES, whether it's football, baseball, whatever it is you're looking for. Remember, stay smart, stay safe, and we'll be back real soon with more videos right here at the RotoBaller YouTube channel. Have a good one, everybody.